The Shell's House.
Sir Rodrigo Arias Maldonado built this house in 1490 after his marriage with Maria Pimentel. The 373 shells that are placed in a rhombus pattern are characteristic of the Islamic art, known as Tres Bolillo. The presence of the shells might be explained by the fact that the owner of the house belonged to the Santiago Order or by their appearance in the coats of arms of his wife. This house presents a continuous transition of styles. If we look at the door, we will notice it's not centered, a proof of the Islamic influences, since in the Christian palaces the mixed linear arch, an arch combining curve and straight lines in it, contains the coats of arms of the Maldonado family. The five lis flowers are protected by two lions, all this on top of a helmet indicating the novel condition of Sir Rodrigo. Further up, we will see the Catholic king's coat of arms, protected by St. John's eagle with the wings unfolded, holding with its claws the coat of arms with all the king's weapons. Underneath, the yoke and the arrow, a queen symbol which stands for the union of kingdoms. Sir Rodrigo places these coats of arms as a proof of his loyalty to the crown. Now let's look at the first floor, right side of the facade. We will see two windows with iron bars, different Gothic patterns, and again the shells. The forged bars are beautiful, alternating plain and twisted ones. But aside from the decoration, their purpose was to act as a lattice, allowing a view of the street outside without being seen, and thus protecting the intimacy of the house. Few of them are still conserved, and these are one of the oldest and most important examples of this art. Underneath the first window, we see angels holding the coats of arms as an allusion to the love Sir Rodrigo feels for Maria Pimentel. In the second floor, we see four windows, all of them again with the five lis flowers coats of arms. Up to 153 coats of arms like these can be found both in the inside and outside of the house, a sign of the vanity of Sir Rodrigo, who wanted to have them placed all over the house. In origin, the house had two towers, although today only one of them is still conserved. We can see how at the top, on the right, the tower has been reformed. Due to a Catholic king's law, all watchtowers in the noble houses had to be demolished, as a symbol for the withdrawal of their power when the kings, after carrying out the kingdom unification, wanted to show the people that the only symbol of power and strength was the crown. The influence of the Maldonado family comprised the area around the Shell's house and the St. Benito Square, found at the lower end of the Compañía Street, to our left. This is the most monumental street in the city, preserving its original atmosphere of palaces and convents of past centuries. Here, we will find the Monterrey Palace, built for the Fonseca family by the Count of Monterrey in the 16th century, after a design of Rodrigo Gil de Antañón, and which has become a national architectural model. From here, we can perfectly see the beautiful towers. Today, it belongs to the Alba Duchess. Opposite, we will find the Ursulas Convent, founded by the Bishop Alonso de Fonseca. The funeral sculpture, a Diego de Siloe work, is one of the most valuable ones in the city. Now let's go inside the house, today home for the municipal library, with a beautiful patio. Go up to the second floor where you will find a wonderful view of the Clerecía, the only palace in the city where church bells can be seen, as well as the Pentecost belfry, carved by Andrés García de Quiñones. Let's go up then.